the total incompetence causing myself and the health minister to not be able to enter our offices and do our daily work for the good of the country is just totally unacceptable. These claims for rental in the finance department have been sitting on some public service desks for weeks on end and not being processed is inexcusable. People have a job to do. Public service is serving the public, serving the interests of the public, not themselves. And it's incompetence at its best. For me, I feel at the end of the day, there's new public service reform coming in place. We need to support the Minister for Public Service immediately on his drive. And all public servants need to go on a work performance contracts, and they must be stringently followed. And if they don't, they're sacked, got rid of, because I'm sure there's many, many more Papua New Guineans out there that want to have a job in the public service and serve our people of Papua New Guinea in different capacities.
It certainly sounds there like you are supporting, in fact, the calls for reform and clean-up that we heard there from the Governor of Oro, Gary Jufa. And, of course, the 2018 budget handed down by the Treasurer last week did suggest that there was going to be some serious clean-up of the public service. So this is what we can expect to see coming into the new year?
Absolutely support it. Full support needs to be done sooner rather than later. We cannot continually be held at ransom by public servants that have their own personal interests first rather than their job.
Are they entirely to blame, though? Because I know that there is a difficult time with finances at the moment. The Treasurer, Charles Abel, telling people yesterday at the National Press Club that the government is facing a tight cash flow at the moment, that he's trying to settle arrears, clean the books before the 2017 accounts can close. So are these people that you're calling for to be fired, are they actually the ones who should be held responsible?
Yeah, well, in the supplementary budget a couple of months ago, the funding for the outstanding rentals was all put in place. They've had over 3 months already to process, or a couple of months already to process these payments and to make it happen. So, you know, it comes down to direction and implementation. As government, we have done the right thing by putting the money there to pay out these rentals, to make it happen. It's for the public service to implement the government's decisions. It's not for them just to sit back and watch and have a holiday. It's not only about paying rentals, it's about paying many other things as well. Performance is terrible. And in the lands department that we are now cleaning up, the most important things is that we have to put everybody on notice. We have to put everybody on notice and say, look, if you're not willing to perform, if you're not willing to do your job, if you're just there for a holiday, well, sorry, we do not need you. And I'll be fully supporting the Public Service Minister and the Deputy Prime Minister and the Treasurer and the Finance Minister to get the proper procedures also put in place to make it less cumbersome and make it much more easier to process these payments as well. Some of these payments that need to be done might have to go through 4 or 5 or sometimes 10 different processes before the actual check is released. And then they have to get the check cleared by the Bank of Papua New Guinea, and then the bank then needs to clear it as well. So it comes really a big problem and time delaying in the procedure as well. So that has to be looked at, the procedure of payments, as well as the staff need to get their act together.
Certainly sounds like there is a lot of work ahead of you all there. In terms of the situation right now, are you and your staff within the Lands Department still locked out, and how do you foresee that that is going to be solved in the short term?
Well, currently I'm on the street. I'm a minister on the street operating my office out of the car. That's as we speak. And I heard that NASFUN has their payment, has their check, and once again, it needs to be cleared by the Bank of Papua New Guinea. So we're waiting for the clearance from the bank. And once that's done, they said they'll open our offices. So, yeah, it is a problem. It's been a waste of time and a very frustrating situation.